Oh, the loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. Nate Abareya coming to you live from San Francisco, California, headquarters of Sports Byline, here for these a couple of shows to close the week. What a great time it has already been. And I love this. My roots in this city, if you don't know, run very deep. My family history, my family from the Basque region of Spain moved straight to San Francisco in 1906, mere months after the tragic earthquake and subsequent fire, the famous fire and quake of 1906. The family came from the Basque region of Spain straight to San Francisco. So I love any chance I get to do the show from headquarters and do it from these great studios here with Sports Byline. Literally right up the block from Sports Byline headquarters, the Basque Hotel. That's right. The historic Basque Hotel of San Francisco and a beautiful bar in the downstairs of the Basque Hotel. It's all coming together, baby. It's all coming together. Thanks for subscribing to the show on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and checking out worldsoccertalk.com. Twitter at NateWST for yours truly at World Soccer Talk for all of us, and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program and everything else within the Sports Byline familia. Terry Lee is going to be with us. Terry Lee of BN Sports, and you might remember her from her time with Fox Soccer. We're going to talk all about her work with BN, and Terry also a proud Canadian, and so we'll take a little jump back. We haven't talked about the Women's World Cup in quite a while. It ended, and then we kind of completely moved on from it. But getting a Canadian perspective on that tournament is a very good thing to do, and we had a few during the Women's World Cup, and hearing what it really meant for Canadian soccer, and as there's a little bit of hopefulness even around the Canadian men's team right now, coming from the deep, deep depths of mediocrity and maybe even a little less in recent years, and suddenly there's a little bit of, whether it's slightly sarcastic or not, there's some hope for Canadian soccer right now because there's nowhere to go but up. We had Bobby McMahon on the show back a couple of months ago talking all about that and how there really is nowhere to go but up right now, and there are some high hopes for the revival of Canadian soccer, both with the men and with the women. I cannot wait to talk with Terry Lee about it on the other side of this break. Oh Canada, live from San Francisco, it's all coming together, baby. World Soccer Talk Radio, stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team, team put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Plus, you can redeem any amount, anytime, and your rewards never expire. You might say your love for Discover will double. Just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer for new card members. Limitations apply.
World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Albarea. Pleasure to be with you here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Coming to you live from headquarters in San Francisco. And I have had a really quality experience, I think is the best way to put it. Quality experience pursuing more knowledge of lower division soccer here in the States. Lower division American soccer, grassroots efforts on the soccer front here in America. And I got to experience over the last couple of days here in San Francisco a club known as San Francisco City FC, and everything that they're doing, and they're currently playing in the NorCal Premier League right now and trying to venture in to the PDL or the NPSL or even up higher than that. There is something about the way that they're doing it that just makes me oh so happy in terms of it being a from the ground up project. And I want to go back because I've talked already so much over the last couple of days about San Francisco City FC. And that's because I'm currently sitting right here in San Francisco. But last week we had the folks from Louisville on and Louisville City FC. We had the Coopers. That's right, the folks. So we talked all about the Coopers, their supporters group out there in Louisville, Kentucky. And I want to point something out that I learned in further conversation outside of the show with the Coopers and the folks who are running the supporters group and getting everything in line. They had a supporters group before they had a team. Think about that. Think about that conceptually. They had a supporters group before they had a team. They were ready for anything. They were ready. They just needed something to support. Said, we don't care where you put us. We'll try to organize it where we're in a nice stadium. But wherever we are, whatever league we're in, whatever competition we're a part of, we're already ready to go. And I've seen that since hearing that about the Coopers back last week. There was something else that I've picked up on with other clubs around the country. And that is that they've done the same thing, that they have done the exact same thing, that these supporters groups oftentimes are popping up before the teams even exist. There is such a passion for soccer support at a grassroots local level, whether it's in a bigger city or a real small market. I mean, from San Francisco to Chattanooga to Louisville, Kentucky to New Orleans to upstate New York to Rochester to Southern California. There's so many examples of these things popping up and people are ready to go. People are ready to have it. And they just they'll look for any reason to go out and support something. And these fans here in San Francisco, over there in Louisville, Kentucky, are folks who, again, were ready to go, and here they are now with a team. And it shows that if you start from scratch, you can get things done. If you show that you're there and ready to go, that you can accomplish things, that you can actually get things done. You got to show organization, you got to show passion, and it all starts at the grassroots from the ground up level. I'm going to give another call to action right now. We did this last week, and it worked out great. I had folks from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Chattanooga, from obviously from Louisville, from San Francisco City, from a number of other clubs contact me and give me their stories of their clubs, of their teams, of how their teams came to be, and gave me the background of what they're all about. Please keep that coming. I got in contact, or about six different clubs got in contact with me through Twitter. My Twitter handle, at NateWST, is where we're handling a little bit of chaos here in the studio. But please get at me, at NateWST on Twitter. Tell me all about your team. Tell me all about, what your club is about. Because that's the type of stuff I want to talk about on this show. And mind you, I always have to give this disclaimer here. I'm a big Major League Soccer fan. There's some things that I would like to change about the league. I love supporting my Earthquakes. I will watch a marquee Sunday MLS match and cheer with a beer in my hand, just like so many of the rest of you. But I also am a big supporter of grassroots soccer here in America, and I want to see it thrive. And it's all about it thriving on a local level. But if we can do anything to help your local effort on a national and international scale with this show, please tell me. Tell me all about what you're doing and what your club is all about, what your supporters group is all about. Give me the local flavor from the tip of northern Washington all the way to southern Florida, everywhere in between. Let me know what your club is all about. Let me know what your supporters group is all about. Get at me, at NateWST, at World Soccer Talk, grassroots soccer here on World Soccer Talk Radio. I'm getting word that we do have Miss Terry Lee on the line. Terry, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I'm glad I could finally make it, Nate.
I'm glad we worked through that, but hey, it gave me an opportunity to give another call to action for all the grassroots soccer efforts going on around this great country right now, right here in San Francisco and all around this landscape. So keep it coming. Again, get at me at NateWST for your grassroots soccer enthusiasm. Love to hear all about it. Now, Terry, we've wanted to get Terry on the show for quite some time. I'm really glad that we finally worked this thing out. And hey, let's just start with what's fresh, Terry. What's new for you, and how is life over there at BN Sports treating you?
Oh, it's going great. It's great. Things are fantastic. Another season is just getting underway. Of course, it's getting underway, and now we're in international break. So that's kind of a break for some of us. And yeah, but no, things are going great. We're going into season four, if you can believe it. I certainly can't. It feels like I just got here. But 3 years have flown by, and it's been fantastic.
Well, one of the things that I find very interesting, we've had Phil Shane on the show, I believe, three times in the young history of the show. It's been awesome having Phil on quite a few times. And Phil always points out, in that just majestic, booming voice of his, he always points out that BN Sports Nate is an international brand. And he talks about all the countries that he's, you know, on air in, and what that really means to him. And I gotta shoot that to you. Working with BN has got to be a little bit different than the other networks in terms of the true international focus. What does that mean to you, and what's that like being, quite, I mean, to put it simply in layman's terms, being on TV in so many different countries?
You know what? It's so funny, because when we first launched, that wasn't the case. I mean, I think we were number three of the BN Sports family, because it's been growing at such an exponential rate over the past 3 years. But I mean, it started off strong, and it's built so huge over the last few years. But we'd never got a sense of that until really this past June, when we had the Copa America rights, because we kind of did a sort of a cross-continental tour, if you will. We sent some of our on-air people out to Doha and out to Chile, and some of the people from Chile and Doha then came to Miami to broadcast with us here in Miami. And we didn't really get a sense of just how large the brand is until we had a chance to chat with those people, because we're, as far as we know, we're broadcasting to the U.S. and to Canada, and that's kind of where our bubble is right now. But, you know, talking to those people and saying, you know, this is the first time that something of this magnitude is going out to multiple countries on multiple continents around the world. And to go to air thinking that, you know, I'm going to be speaking to people around the world. It was incredible. What a great experience, and what a great company and thing to be a part of. I mean, it's unheard of, really. And it makes you feel kind of like Ant-Man, you know, without the superpowers, of course. But you're a tiny little cog in this huge wheel, and it's very humbling, but I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
Well, I love it. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed the way you put that there, that Copa America headquarters for BN Sports was in three different continents for basically the same productions. It was outstanding. You guys did such a great job. And we'll talk a little bit more about the other folks over there at BN Sports, some of your co-workers over there at BN. We'll talk about how you got into soccer, how you got into the world of broadcasting, and we'll take a little bit of a trip back to this past summer and talk about Canada 2015, the Women's World Cup, and how the advancement of Canadian soccer is going from your point of view. Terry Lee is with us on World Soccer Talk Radio. We've got her on the line, and she will stay with us for this break, and then we'll be back for the next segment. Keep your fingers crossed. We love you. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Plus, you can redeem any amount, anytime, and your rewards never expire. You might say your love for Discover will double. Just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer for new card members. Limitations apply.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, coming to you from headquarters in San Francisco. And it is a pleasure to be joined by Terry Lee of BN Sports. And Terry, when we ended the last segment, we talked briefly there about kind of the broader scope, the broader look at what BN is, how cool it is to be working with such an internationally conscious brand and everything that goes along with that. I want to ask you about some of your coworkers now, and there's one man in particular that I want to ask you about. Actually, I'll ask you about a few others a little bit later in the show, but when Phil Shane comes onto the show, the stories that he tells about the man who he commonly calls matches with, a man by the name of Ray Hudson, he says that Ray not only has that level of passion for soccer, I mean, the stuff that we all do, that brings smiles to so many faces, the magisterial enthusiasm of Ray Hudson, he has that passion for every aspect of life. Phil says he'll describe eating lunch like he's describing a goal from Lionel Messi. I mean, the magisterial salami, turkey, and Swiss sandwich that he had, he'll go into the grandest of detail describing just how perfect the aioli mayonnaise, you know, touched the sourdough bread. Is that really true? Does he really have that level of passion for just every aspect of life?
100%. It is amazing, this man. Okay, here's a little backstory about my relationship with Ray. I never knew Ray until, obviously, I moved to Miami and I started working with him. I knew of him when he worked at Goal TV and when I was working at the Fox Soccer Report, because we would watch the games and we would listen to him and Phil call these games. And we used to look at each other and go, wow, this guy, like, is this... is he putting us on? Is this an act? What is going on here? And we would, some of us would roll our eyes and be like, come on, this cannot be real. But you know what? When I met him, it is totally real. And that is just the way he approaches life itself. I have never met somebody so passionate about every aspect of life. It is amazing. And he's such a joy to be around. And there is no eye rolling anymore. It's just, he puts a smile on everybody's face. Whether you're working alongside him, and if you're Phil and having to maybe sometimes plug your ears from the decibel level inside that little booth, or if you're, you know, a production assistant who is logging games, or you know, he knows everybody by name. He comes upstairs and he's greeting everybody. Everybody loves it when he walks into a room. He's just an automatic smile on everybody's face. People call him Coach, and he just loves it, and we all love him. It's 100% real, and he is just one of the best people to work with.
Well, that's one thing that a lot of people might not know in terms of being new to the soccer world is Ray Hudson's background as a manager, as a soccer coach. And really, it's interesting. We talked about this with Phil Shane back, I think the last time Phil was on the show last month, where if MLS in Florida had worked out a little bit better and had maybe been managed a little bit better in terms of the old Miami Fusion, Tampa Bay Mutiny, all those old teams in Florida, if those teams would have been managed at the high, high levels with ownership and the league, if those teams would have been run a little bit better, Ray Hudson may have never became a broadcaster. He may have continued to be a coach for the next 20 years, and we would know nothing about the passion for life of Ray Hudson through our airwaves. So I'd like to say a blessing in disguise the way MLS in the state of Florida worked out way back when. But hopefully, and Ray will second this, hopefully MLS makes its return to the state of Florida quite soon. Now, I want to get a little background on you, Terry. First, we'll go with soccer and then kind of the craft of broadcasting. When did your first love affair with the game of soccer come about? How old were you? What was it? And what brought you to the beautiful game?
What brought me to the beautiful game is actually the Fox Soccer Report. And it wasn't watching the Fox Soccer Report. It was being hired by the Fox Soccer Report. I grew up in southern Manitoba, Canada, where, I mean, the majority of Canada is hockey first. Maybe baseball second. I would argue in a lot of parts of the country, curling is second. It is certainly in my book. But soccer is definitely not the number one sport, and we're not shy about that. It just isn't. So, I mean, and especially the community that I grew up in, soccer wasn't even on the map. I mean, I played it as a kid, but, I mean, I didn't think about how it was played professionally. I didn't even know it was played professionally for the longest time. When I started working at Global Television, which was the company that the television network that produced the Fox Soccer Report, it actually it developed a channel called the Fox Sports World Canada. And I started working as a programmer for that channel. So I was actually programming games and sending out emails of all the programming changes. So I would bug all the Fox Soccer Report guys with my continual changes, and they would receive 20 emails a day from me, and I would just annoy the heck out of them. But I have a radio background and an on-air background mainly, and I was beyond doing programming for Fox. I kind of bounced around a little bit. I went back into radio, and I happened to meet one of the fellas that was the director of the Fox Soccer Report, who was based in the Fox Soccer Channel in Los Angeles. And he knew of my radio background, and at the time, Michelle Lissel was no longer with the report, and I think they were thinking, you know what, we could probably use a little bit of a diversity there. So they he asked me, you know, what do you think about television? What do you think about soccer? And I just kind of was wide-eyed, and, I mean, I've never really turned down an opportunity to, learn something new and extend my knowledge a little bit of the broadcasting industry. As I said, I bounced around quite a bit because I just want to know everything. But so that's kind of how it started. I did as much research and reading up on it as I possibly could, and they put me on the air, and it went from there.
Well, I love,
so it was really just a trial by fire.
Well, I love, we always talk about cultural immersion on this show and immersing yourself within something. And there's few better ways to do it if you want to just completely dive into the soccer world than to be a programmer. Is actually a pretty good route to that when you just have matches in front of you all the time. You got video to get all the time. You got all sorts of stuff going on around you, 360 degrees of soccer video all around you all the time. It's a pretty good way to cut your teeth at a rather high rate of speed the way you had to do. It's a great story, and definitely I'd say soccer has been a blessing for you career-wise. But tell us a little bit more about how the broadcasting career came about. You talk about your background in radio. Tell us about your passion for the craft of radio and how that transitioned to TV.
That was kind of fortunate as well. I mean, I started as a part-time receptionist at the local radio station in the town that I grew up in. At the time, it was about population, 3,500. I grew up on a farm just 7 miles out of town. And I would, after school, I would answer phones. I would type out music lists and get carts and records together for the next day's music run. It makes me sound ancient, but this radio station really hung on to the old format as long as
possible. Oh, no, we've got the OG engineers in the other room right now listening to this going, yep, I remember that. There
yep.
you go.
Those were the days. Yeah, reel to reel and all that stuff. Yeah, that was fun. But so I started doing that, and I kind of just, I was so curious about how it all worked, and I wanted another challenge. I always wanted the next big thing. And so they eventually, I got a shift doing what everybody does when they get into the industry, the evenings and weekends shift, right? Operating and working till midnight. And so I kind of cut my chops doing that a little bit, weather forecasts and eventually into news forecasts and hosting. And I did a bunch of production, commercial production as well. And I just fell in love with it, and I couldn't get enough, so much so that I didn't go to school. I just continued to work with it, and I moved around a little bit and took up opportunities as they came. And eventually by the age of 20, I was doing a morning show program, for somebody's maternity leave, which is, a little unfamiliar to the American folks, but in Canada, you get a year maternity leave when you have a baby. So, you have these temporary positions. So I took a year and a bit to do a morning show, and it was just, I loved it. I loved it so much, and I stayed with it.
Well, Terry, when you made that point about, the hours that you get at first and the late night shifts and the weekends, I looked into the other room, and now the intern was, kind of nodding his head going, yep, I know. I know all about that stuff. Yeah. The quality intern, by the way, the best intern in all of San Francisco right there. Hey, in the minute and a half that we got before we got a head to break here, what advice would you have to young aspiring broadcasters out there? Because the way that you did it and kind of looking at your pathway before the show and hearing some of the things that you just touched on there, it's a pathway of just knocking seemingly at every door possible. What advice would you give to young broadcasters, Terry?
Do exactly that. You have to knock on the doors and accept any job. I received the advice one day, do it for cheap. but never for free. Well, sometimes you have to do it for free when you're really young. But, I mean, if you can get any kind of broadcasting job, if that's what you want to get into, learn everything that you possibly can, ask a ton of questions. We don't live in the days where there's you're not just on the air anymore. You have to know how to produce. You have to know how to log music. You have to know how to maybe even help the sales team sometimes. So, I mean, I did a stint doing sales as well, and that taught me a ton. So, and know people. Get to know everybody in the building. You know, ask how they got to where they were. Ask if you can go on sales calls. Ask if you can go with the engineers and set up equipment. You know, all that stuff. Just be a sponge and learn it all and as much as possible.
I love it. And the last time that we had, or the one time that we had the great Martin Tyler on the show, I love what Martin told me when we were off air. He just goes, Nate, if there's any piece of advice that I can give you, never stop learning. I never, ever
exactly.
stop learning. You know, I'm an old man these days, and I never, ever stop learning. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80, you can still be learning things about the craft every day. Terry Lee spitting knowledge right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the Women's World Cup in Canada, kind of a Canadian soccer perspective on how the whole thing went, and get to know Terry a little bit more. Talk about her favorite Canadian musical artist, maybe her favorite hockey player. We'll get into all that good stuff. We'll really get to know the real Terry Lee on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's biggest savings of the summer. Save up to 40% on over a quarter of a million instruments, with some deals too low to advertise publicly. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Custom Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, now just $399, or a Kohala Ukulele for just $29. And for 5 days, get up to 15% off qualifying products, including clearance gear with coupons from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss Guitar Center's Labor Day savings Thursday through Monday. No lineups before 7 a.m.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, joined by Terry Lee of BN Sports. And Terry, as we've already talked about, is a proud Canadian. And it's time to take a trip back a few months to to the Women's World Cup, something we haven't talked about here in a while on the show. And it was actually really funny. I remember we had Ian Joy and Tony Miola, who were both big parts of the Copa America coverage over there at BN. And Copa America was going on. Much of the tournament was simultaneous with the Women's World Cup. And so the stories of people, you know, for the big USA matches or for the Canada-England game, people, you know, with an iPad on one side and getting ready for Copa America coverage over on another screen and a laptop over here. There was so much multitasking going on as far as watching the game. So I know you weren't able to be in your homeland for the tournament. But what I got to ask you from what you saw, what you saw of the tournament, what did it mean to you as a Canadian to see that going on in your home country, Terry?
You know what? I was so proud to be a part of the Copa America coverage and being here for such a big event. There was a little part of me that just, I was dying to go back home to be a part of the Women's World Cup because the whole country came out for it. And I was so proud of what I saw and the support that the teams were getting and the crowds that were turning out for it. And I have to tell you, the Canadian men's soccer team, you know, we don't have much luck when it comes to our presence on the international stage for World Cup. I mean, hopefully this year with our game against Belize tomorrow and next week that we can get to the group stage of qualifying. But, when it comes to the World Cup, I'm always cheering for another country that's not truly my own. And I choose to cheer for Germany in that case because that's my family's background. So that's who I cheer for. So last year was an interesting one for me because Germany ended up winning and it was a great celebration. But a little part of me felt like just a little bit of a fraud because it's not truly my country. So when it came to the Women's World Cup this year, I was wearing that jersey proudly whenever that they were playing. I was wearing it at work and I would wear it as long as I possibly could before I had to change into a dress to go on the air and I was one of those. I was watching it on my iPad and it was incredible to be supporting my actual country. The colors that I bleed, and to be a part of it in that way, even from afar, if I couldn't be on my homeland itself.
I got to ask you about another proud Canadian who also works at BN Sports, who we've had on the show before, a great, great guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, who worked Copa America and was cheering on the Canadian women's team. It was a man by the name of Jeremy St. Louis. I hear that you guys know each other fairly well. Would you care to tell me, Terry, how you and Jeremy met?
Well, I'll tell you, we met 12 years ago. Actually, I was working in radio. I was invited to the TV station where he worked at to audition for a weather job. And it was actually his weather job, because I don't know if you knew this about Jeremy. But
he shared the story on the show, indeed, yes.
Yeah, he used to be the weatherman. So, and he was transitioning to the Fox Soccer Report, which was then, I believe it was called SportsLink, because that was its early days. So, I went over to audition for that job. I did not get that job. I was 21, and I was pretty green, and I didn't know anything about TV or weather, for that matter. So I didn't get the job, but I did meet Jeremy, and the rest is history. So I've known him for 12 years now, and actually, we, 2 years after that, we got married, and we just celebrated 10 years last week.
Now, what's that like, being that you guys work at the same network now? Your guys' careers have really, you know, taken off at similar trajectories, and where you guys have gotten to and where you're at now, and you're working at the same network with BN. What's it like as far as two telecasters, two broadcasters being together? I mean, does the dinner table, when you guys actually get a chance to sit down for a meal, does it ever, you know, feel like it turns into a broadcast when you're having a conversation?
It totally does sometimes. but that's, I mean, you know what? It actually worked really, really well for us. I actually started working at Global through a completely different avenue And it was just completely by fluke we ended up working together, and it actually ended up working really well. We worked apart for a little while, too. I was at the Fox Soccer Report for 2 years, and then I went back into radio. And we found that transition to be a little bit strange because we actually really enjoyed working together. So being able to join BN and continue our working relationship out here as well has been, you know, it's been great.
So you always point back to your time in radio, and it really sounds like you have a great passion for the craft of radio. Can I get a you're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio from you, Terry? Can I get one of those right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio.
Oh, absolutely glorious. Terry Lee of BN Sports again with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Hey, loop that. I want that as the liner for, like, every show now. All right, hey. Let's get to know the real Terry Lee. I've got a series of questions. We'll rapid fire through these things. Care free to elaborate as much as you want to on any of these. We'll start with a couple of soccer questions, and then we'll move up to Canada. We'll talk a little music and cinema as well. Starting on the soccer front, question number one here. You cover so much. You talk about Copa America. You talk about the Women's World Cup. As far as leagues around the world and all the stuff that you cover at BN, and even going back to your days at Fox, what's the league that gets you buzzing the most when you're doing the highlights or the reports on a certain domestic league? What's the league that gets you buzzing the most, Terry? Be honest.
Yeah, you know what? That has changed over the years. Obviously, when we were at the Fox Soccer Report, it was the EPL because that's what our focus was. And I still, that league still has a place in my heart. I don't get a chance to watch it as often now because obviously I'm in the studio for 12 hours a day on the weekends and covering the leagues that we cover. But I would say when it comes to the leagues that we cover, I got a soft spot for Italy. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
I don't know why. I love the storylines. I love the players. I really enjoy it.
That was the next thing I was going to ask you. Player or manager that when you're doing a studio show, whether it's with the lads around, with the pundits all around you, the former players and coaches themselves, or it's just you and another studio host doing highlights or something like that, who's a player or manager that really gets you buzzing, Terry?
Oh, my goodness. Player or manager? Well, I'll tell you who gets me angry. It's Mario Balotelli, and he's going to make me less angry now that he's not with Liverpool anymore, but that's the one that gets me kind of charged up. I'm not sure how to answer
you
that.
You say that he's going to get you less angry now that he's not with Liverpool. Are you a Liverpool supporter, Terry?
Yeah, I kind of am, a little bit. Just a little piece of me is, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I hope that piece continues to grow and grow and grow. It is a beautiful club, and I hope that we can guide ourselves back to the promised land now that you are on board the Scouse Express. I really, really hope that we can get back to the days of prominence that in my lifetime I really actually know absolutely nothing about. Only my fondness for history books is why I know about all of that good stuff. Hopefully we will be able to experience some Liverpool magic. All right, let's head up to the Great White North. Let's head back to Canada. Favorite Canadian musical artist, Terry?
Oh my goodness, that is a tough one.
You can give multiple answers for this one if you need to.
Yeah, I know I'm going to think about this later on, and I'm going to go, oh, why didn't I name this group? You know what? I really, when I was growing up, I loved Sloan. I don't know if you are familiar with them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
I had two older sisters, so yes.
Oh, no, that makes me old. Okay, that's okay. I loved Sloan. I went and saw them a bunch of times. But a classic Canadian group that you just can't get enough of is Bare Naked Ladies. They put on such a good show. They're very entertaining, and they're catchy.
It's been about 2 months since Jeremy was right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, that was the worst thing I've ever done in the history of the show.
Impressive.
Oh, thank you. It's been 1 week. So that's that. If you get a few beers in me, that impression gets a little bit over the top. All right. Favorite. You talk about your growing up around the sport of hockey. Do you have a favorite hockey team or a favorite hockey player?
Yes. I grew up just south of Winnipeg. So we had the Winnipeg Jets. And growing up, I wasn't a big hockey fan, I would say. But I think I was about 10 or so, maybe a little bit younger, when the Jets were taken away from us.
Oh.
And they returned 4 years ago, and that was just an unbelievable experience. We're actually part season ticket holders with a number of other couples. And it's I love having that team back. It's renewed my spirit for the game, and my favorite Jet is Dustin Byfuglien. He is not Canadian, but he is a Jet through and through, and I like him because he's a little bit of a bruiser. So he can take a hit, and he can certainly give a hit.
Well, I talk so much on this show about my kind of love-hate relationship with Major League Soccer as a San Jose Earthquakes supporter, seeing my team get taken away from me as a teenager. And then they returned with the new version expansion San Jose Earthquakes. And it's a really interesting hockey comparison there as far as the Phoenix Coyotes would be to the Houston Dynamo as far as in that comparison of the Winnipeg Jets moving to the desert. But then the new expansion Jets coming back, and suddenly Winnipeg has their own hockey team again. It is actually a great story. We talk so much on the show, Terry, about grassroots soccer and these efforts of these fans and cultures popping up around the country and really growing and flourishing from the ground up. And it was an effort for a long time from folks in Winnipeg to get the team back. There was so much hard work done to get the Jets back in Winnipeg. And it's funny how much inspiration all these grassroots soccer folks could actually really take from what the folks in Winnipeg did to get their hockey team back. All right, we've got 3 minutes left here with you, so rapid fire through these ones. Terry Lee, favorite foreign cuisine, favorite thing to eat out?
Oh, I love food so much. I love all food. I'm so indecisive. It takes me forever to order off a menu, and it takes me even longer to choose a restaurant. So it's going to take me so long to choose it, but I think if I would have to choose any one, it would be Italian.
You just love the Italians.
You know what? Maybe I'm part Italian through.
Are you going to be scrap Germany? You're rooting for Italy at the next World Cup, I guess. All right,
let's not go too far.
Okay, I don't want to offend anybody there. All right, beer, wine, or neither, Terry?
I do enjoy both. I am actually allergic to wine.
But you and I've so what you enjoy
developed an allergy.
You enjoy
beer.
It, but you're allergic to it.
Yeah, it makes me sneeze and it gets me all congested. So it's a love-hate relationship with it. I like it, but it's just I'm constantly blowing my nose. It's ridiculous.
All right. Sporting event that you would most like to cover in your broadcasting career, Terry?
Ooh, I would love to cover a World Cup. Would love it.
Any chance of Russia 2018?
I guess you never know.
I'll be rooting for you. I hope to see you there in Mother Russia in a few years. All right, this is the last one here. Place that you would most like to travel to, Terry Lee?
Ooh, you're going to laugh, but it's Italy. And I think that has to do with the food and the countryside and everything that I've learned about it while covering the sport. And, of course, working with Matteo Bonetti, who goes on and on and on about the country.
Oh, and you also had to work with Christian Vieri recently, too, as well. So, yeah, all the Italians over there at BN definitely giving a little influence to Terry and Teed. Well, I hope you enjoy your Italian cuisine. I hope you get to Italy. And I don't know if you'll be rooting for them at the Euros in 2016 or at the World Cup, but we all know now that you have a little soft spot for Italian football. You got to love it. Terry, you are in the Twitter sphere, correct?
I am.
How do we get a hold of you? What's the handle?
At Terry Lee TV.
Beautiful. And anybody else you'd like to say hello to before we let you go? It's your first time on the show. We've had your husband on. Now we've got you. We've had all the folks over at BN. Anything else you'd like to say? Anyone you'd like to shout out before we let you go?
Oh, no. Just everybody listening. Thanks for listening. Reach out to me on Twitter. I'm glad to continue the conversation there if need be.
Wonderful. And hey, you are welcome back on this program anytime. It has been awesome having you on. And best of luck here in the near future with BN.
Thank you so much. Glad to be a part of the show.
Awesome. Until Jeremy, we said hello as well. Terry Lee of BN Sports with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're taking the express train home on the other side of this break. Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick and your brain stop ticking. Listening to World Soccer Talk with no lights on. A-da-ba-dun-dun. My goodness. I have the Bare Naked Ladies stuck in my head now. That was fantastic. That was so much fun talking with Terry Lee right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. It's been 1 week. Sorry, I swear. No more. I swear to goodness. No more. I'm getting hungry, man. I'm in San Francisco. I've had like nothing to eat today. I've had a granola bar and four glasses of water. I need to get fed. Otherwise, I'm going to keep singing Bare Naked Lady songs. All right. Cheers to Terry Lee. That was great fun having her on the show. Long overdue, and I look forward to having her on again sometime. Check out Rabble.tv this Saturday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The good folks at Rabble have got a very special treat for you. World Soccer Talk Radio related. Kardik and Ken will be calling the Tampa Bay Rowdies New York Cosmos match live from in stadium. Live from the stadium, Tampa Bay and the New York Cosmos. Cannot wait for that. That's going to be great fun. You know how Rabble works. Turn on the broadcast, mute the TV, mute your online stream, and turn up the volume with Rabble. Listen to Kardik and Ken live from in stadium calling the Tampa Bay Rowdies New York Cosmos match. Rabble, it's free. It's your team. It's your call. Cut your teeth as a broadcaster. Call one of your team's games. Love what Rabble is. Love what they represent. Appreciate their support of this show oh so much. For the aforementioned Terry Lee and the engineers here in the great city by the bay, my name is Nate Abarea. Signing off. Have a great footballing weekend. Bye for now.